May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. The story that Bracken read has always been one of the ones that's just fed my soul again and again. But I think that there's something here that's sort of seminal. That's the difference between understanding what Jesus, the gospel of God that we talked about, God's good news, yet man's kind's deception from the enemy as to who God is and how their relationship with him works. Peter, who was a professional fisherman, along with several of the other disciples, had been fishing all night long and had caught nothing. Jesus, who was a carpenter and was from inland, Nazareth, knew nothing about catching fish. And yet Jesus gives them this instruction, and then obvious this miracle happens, this overwhelming miracle happens. It's always been encouraging to me to remember the story in John 21, and John's the only one that records it. Isn't it interesting that John would be the only one who records that this happened a second time when Peter was so full of shame and guilt? And they're out fishing, can't catch fish. Jesus is standing on the shore, they don't recognize him. And Jesus tells them the same thing he tells them here. They catch this big haul of fish. Peter strips off his clothes and because John said, "It's the Lord." It took John to say, "It's the Lord." And Peter, stripped off his clothes, dives in the Sea of Galilee and swims to Jesus. I think it's because John was John the Beloved. John had laid his head on the breast of Christ. And at that point, he discovered that he was the disciple whom Jesus was always loving. And that was the relationship that we have with God because of Christ, and that he was never the same. He always referred to himself as John the Beloved. He always referred to himself as the bondservant, the prisoner of love for Christ from that point forward. John got it. He understood it. Peter still was not sure. He had blown it so royally, so publicly. But when this happened, John remembered the first time this occurred, and what it meant to Peter, and that's why John said to Peter, "It's the Lord, and this is about you." And then Jesus reaffirmed his calling. He told him to feed his lamb, to tend his lamb, feed his sheep, three different times. Interesting to be. But this story, when this miracle occurs, it says, Simon Peter, when he saw what happened, he fell down at Jesus' feet. And the language here is in the present tense, repeatedly saying, trying to convince the Lord, "Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man." For amazement had seized him and all of his companions because of the catch of fish which they had taken. And also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon in the fishing business. And Jesus said, particularly to Simon, "Do not fear. From now on, you'll be catching men." And when they had brought their nets to the land, they left everything and followed him. So why is this such a seminal moment? Because Peter's understanding of how this works is this. In light of who I've just discovered you are, it's made it very clear who I am. And therefore, the consequences of that is you should depart from me. Because that's what God does. That's what he'd been taught as a good Jew. God's a perfectionist. I'm a sinful man. You're obviously other. You're the Messiah. And you should depart from me. That's the way most of us deal with God too, still. Because that's the enemy's great ploy. Jesus came with just the opposite agenda. You are sinful people, and therefore I'm coming to clothe myself with your sinfulness, to identify with your sinfulness, so that I can transform you. Not to stand in distance from you. Jesus said, he looked at Simon Peter and he said, not only, in these words, he didn't say these exact words, but he obviously said, not only am I not going to do what you just said I should do, I've come to redeem your destiny. I'm not going to depart from you because you're a sinful man. I didn't just discover that you're a sinful man. This isn't news to me. I've come to redeem your destiny. And I'm going to make you a fisher of men. And see, that's grace. And you know what grace does? The consequence of really hearing about grace? They left everything to follow I'll leave everything to follow that. To identify with that. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believed in him, their life would stop being ruined and spoiled. That's the word there. But they would know life and life more abundant. That's what eternal life is, the life of Christ. He came to clothe himself with our humanity, to clothe himself with our sinfulness, and to sanctify us, to take all that we are and to sanctify that. You know what it says in Hebrews 12:10? That when God does discipline, it's never to depart from us. It's so that we can partake of his holiness. It doesn't say so that I'll make you more holy. It's so that you'll remember that you partake of holiness in me. I've come to clothe myself with your stuff so you can partake of all my stuff. No, I'm not going to depart from you because you're a sinful man. I came to do just the opposite. To impart myself to you, sinful man, so that your very destiny is changed forever. That's the incarnation. That's why Christ came. And the incarnation modeled that. He was tempted in every way. I'm not going to depart from you because you're sinful. I'm going to clothe myself with you and impart all that I am to you and change your destiny. And Peter needed to hear it again, didn't he? Just 3.5 short years later. Convinced again that God should depart from him because he's a sinful man. And when he reenacted the miracle, nobody recognized him. He was manifested in a different way on the shore with the fire. But by what he did, by the way he acted, John said, that's the Lord, Peter. Reminding you that he's never going to depart from you. He's come to impart to you and to change your destiny. And your sinful man, in your weakness, he's not going to run from you because of your weaknesses. In your weakness, his strength is made perfect. They attract him to you. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.